Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I hope you are inside somewhere. I'm inside my apartment in downtown New Orleans, and I hope you're inside because it is hot. And I know a lot of you are not outside. A lot of you are in and out of your trucks and your delivery vehicles and your cars because you've got to jump in and out doing different things. And I know it's getting to be that time of year. It is a Monday, June the 29th, 2020. A lot to talk about this afternoon. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. So Vice President Mike Pence said something that was really kind of different for him. I mean, I don't remember him saying this, but this was at a press conference with Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday in Dallas.
Continue to practice good hygiene, then wash your hands, avoid touching your face, and wear a mask wherever it's indicated, or wherever you're not able to practice the kind of social distancing that would prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
So the vice president is saying wear a mask, and I saw the vice president wearing a mask, and I thought that was a good thing. Don't expect President Trump to wear a mask. This is a personal thing for him, obviously, and that gives a lot of people who admire him permission to not wear a mask. I would hope that you would make a decision like Cynthia Lee Shang. I would hope you would make a decision not based on politics, but based on what you think is best for you. And she said last week, I'm a Republican and I'm wearing a mask. And there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives who are wearing masks. But this shouldn't even be about politics. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who reopened his state early, is now seeing the numbers skyrocket. And he's now regressing and shutting down some things that were opened up before. Here's what he had to say about trying to keep businesses open.
We're grateful, Governor, that you've taken the steps that you've taken to limit the kind of gatherings and meeting
communities. This is Vice President Pence talking about Greg Abbott. I don't know what happened with that. Soundbite that we had there. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, a Republican who opened up his state early, and you know he was really defiant Memorial Day weekend, saying that the beaches are open. And a lot has happened since Memorial Day, and a lot of people have gone out and gotten together. And the protests are part of this, but also going to the beaches and going to bars and not social distancing and not wearing a mask seems to be contributing to these skyrocketing numbers. So Governor DeSantis of Florida is talking about people in their 30s, and there's such a rise in that particular demographic group, and he says you can't control them.
You can't control those. I mean, like that's the thing. Like they're younger people. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. And I think the pubs was mostly just a matter of administration. There was no way to ensure compliance because it was so widespread non-compliant.
It's interesting how this blame game is being played. On May 20th, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis insisted that his state was not going to be like New York. He was defiant. That is ridiculous. It is politically motivated. We are not going to be like New York. Well, a month later, Florida is a hot spot, like New York was once a hot spot. In Florida, 2 days over the weekend, over 18,000 new COVID-19 cases. So there have been a number of spikes in COVID-19 cases in many states, skyrocketing in a few states, and the debate continues over whether to wear a mask. And I continue to ask, why is this such a controversy? From the very beginning, I thought this controversy has been politically driven, with, generally speaking, the right not wearing masks and the left supporting the wearing of the masks. Now, again, that's a generalization, but it does accurately define the politics behind the wearing of masks. So the increase in coronavirus cases appears to be a result of states opening up even before President Trump's guidelines were strictly met. Some want to blame the increase on protesters. There does not appear to be significant evidence that it's just the protesters. The protesters are partially responsible. But it's also fair to say that the thousands that have gathered, not only for protests, but to go to the beaches and to go to bars and to gather in social situations without physical distancing and without wearing a mask, they have contributed as well. It's not one group. It's not fair to say it's the protesters. And some people want to say that for, again, political reasons. Major beach areas are now closed for the 4th of July weekend in Florida. Governor DeSantis held his press conference, and I thought this was really interesting. The governor of Florida held a press conference, and it was carried live yesterday afternoon on CNN and MSNBC, but not covered live on Fox News. So why was that? Well, I think it's because, even though he's a Republican governor, I think it's because the news coming out of that press conference was not going to be good for the president, because it was going to be about rising COVID-19 cases. And so in an effort to feed the audience, just like MSNBC and CNN feed their audience, Fox News decided not to carry that. And I just thought that was interesting. The foundation of conservative ideology is less government intrusion and power to the individual. But when the government allowed things to open up, instead of being personally responsible, too many people did not wear masks, did not social distance, and the numbers have been spiking. Because of the increases, governments in some states are now closing down businesses recently opened up. If individuals don't want government involved in their lives, then they have a responsibility to be personally accountable for their actions. When businesses opened, enough people did not social distance or wear masks. And it was this lack of personal responsibility in maintaining those rules that forced the government to step back in and shut down aspects of the economy. So if you think about it, the best way to keep government out of our lives is for we, the people, to take seriously the act of being personally responsible for our behavior. And, you know, I don't think it's places opening up as much as it's the people who are not responsible when places open up. And I mean, I get the argument, you know, you go to a bar, you're drinking and you forget. Well, then you're not maintaining personal accountability. And so the government opens something up. And if we, the people, are not responsible, then the government comes back in and closes things down. I don't know that there should be a mandate to wear masks. There is in New Orleans. There is in some cities, in some areas. I don't know if that should be a law. And I guess we go back to this question. Do you fasten your seatbelt because it's the law? Or do you fasten your seatbelt because it's safe? It protects you. Not in every situation, but it protects you more than not wearing a seatbelt. Do you strap your baby in a car seat because it's the law? Or do you strap your baby in a car seat because it protects your baby? Do you wear or not wear a mask because it's the law? I think you should just do what you think is best. And again, people are going to have a different opinion on that. From Mandeville, Walter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
One thing I'd like to discuss is the seatbelt. You tried to compare that with wearing a mask. Now you're adding a little twist to it about, well, is it safer or not safer? One, wearing a mask is constitutional, okay, meaning you can choose not to wear the mask. Two, seatbelt, driving a car is not a right. It's you got to get a license. You got to do it. It's not a right. It's not in the Constitution. So that's two different, totally different things. You can't really compare this one to the other. Two, Yeah, a guy called earlier, and he was talking about all the people, you know, they're not, half of them's not wearing masks, this and that and this and that. Well, what makes it political, which you're trying to say, well, that's not really political, is when you have the far-left news people complaining about one man, such as yourself, the president, not wearing a mask, but they don't even mention all the hundreds of people you see out on TV because they're on their side not wearing masks. It's totally, completely political. And, you know, it's just frustrating sitting here. Listen, the first two things you started off with today was, I hate Trump. Well, that's fine, you know, but come on. You got to be a little, at least be even-handed about the whole thing. You're not. You're so far left sometimes, Scoot, it just drives me. I like you. I like listening to you when you used to do music 10 years ago, 40 years ago. I won't say your age. But anyway, but the whole thing is, you're too far to the left sometimes, and it's aggravating when you just blame the right. Okay, and that's really, you know, you can come back at me, or, you know, you can say thanks for your 2 cents.
Thank you for your 2 cents.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, first of all, I did not say I hate Trump. I have addressed the protest issue, so I don't know what Walter's talking about. I have clearly said, and I can't control what people hear, but I've clearly said last week, the week before, and again today on the show, I've said the protesters have contributed to the spread as well. But it's not just the protesters, it's also the other people. When it comes to seatbelts and masks, I understand the point about driving being a privilege, but I'm talking about the inspiration to wear a seatbelt. Is your inspiration to wear the seatbelt the law, or is it because it makes you safe? Based on the information, and look, there's information out there that if you wear a seatbelt, it may cause you to die in a car accident. So it is a fair comparison. The seatbelt makes you safer. Why do you wear it? Why do you strap your baby in a car seat? Because it's the law, or because from the information you have, you think it makes them safer? And that's the question about the mask. Do you think the mask makes you safer? Talked to a guy earlier, and he was talking about the barista at a Starbucks who has this little vent, and one of those masks where it has a vent, and she's breathing in and out. Well, of course we can breathe in and out. Surgeons breathe in and out of their cloth masks, but it's a preventative from some things getting into the open part of the body during surgery. So, I mean, nothing is perfect. And this guy who we were talking to earlier, he was wearing a mask. And I said, well, the question is, if you're that concerned, don't go to Starbucks. And would you feel better if she wasn't wearing a mask and you weren't wearing a mask? Or do you feel better if you're both wearing a mask? And he really kind of admitted he feels better if they're both wearing a mask. But, I mean, nothing is perfect. I don't know why we expect something to be absolutely definitive. The mask. Look, I wear a mask all the time. I could get this disease. I'm being careful. I'm social distancing. That doesn't mean I'm not going to get it. But I feel safer wearing a mask and doing the best I can to social distance. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get back to more of your calls. Also, we'll get to more of your texts coming up here. And please understand that I don't hate Trump. I love the guy. He gives me material every single day. But when the president retweets old white people screaming out, white power, and I criticize that, that's not being hateful of Trump. That's being hateful of a stupid message and a stupid action of retweeting that without knowing what it said. We'll be right back with more. This is WWL. Bars are closing down in California. Some bars in Texas, some bars in Florida are closing down. My brother Miles in Mobile is in a cover band, Midlife Crisis, and they were supposed to play in Pensacola Beach Saturday night. Canceled because numbers are skyrocketing. The blog that I talked about on the air, the blog that I wrote, which is on our website at WWL.com, really shows what a conservative I really am in so many ways. There's a difference between having liberal views on things and being a liberal. I'm not a liberal. Because by definition, I am for personal accountability. I am for power to the individual. I am not for government getting involved in our personal lives. One of the main tenets of conservative ideology is power to the individual, which I believe in. So for those who are quick to say that I'm a liberal, it's really not true. But when it comes to equality, when it comes to things like same-sex marriage and legalizing marijuana, I have liberal views, and there's a big difference. I'll be posting this blog on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page in just a little while. From Mississippi, Charlie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Charlie. Hello, Charlie. Okay, let's go to Richard in Covington. Richard, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me. First, thanks for having the courage to debate these topics. Really appreciate the format, so thank you.
Thanks.
You're
welcome.
Just a couple of things. Yeah, and Scoot, I know you get paid to spur these debates, so I know that you believe in both sides of this thing. I think one of the things that frustrates myself is when we start going after words like master. So when I graduate from college and I finish with a master's degree, what am I going to call it now?
Well, exactly. That was my point.
I mean, I just think we're going down a really crazy, slippery slope. And I mean this with all good intentions to the black population. First off, I don't think the black population as a whole is really behind this. I really don't. I don't believe that. I think this is a couple of people who are really upset with America and upset the fact that Donald Trump is the president, and they're grabbing at any straw. And once again, I mean this with a lot of respect and love for my black friends out there. They're sucker punching them. They're sucker punching the blacks to get behind something that the vast majority of them really
don't believe
in.
Well, This conversation would probably be taking place whether Trump was president or not. If the same things would have happened, you know, this was over the death of somebody that was murdered by a police officer. And that's what sparked this debate. And that supersedes whoever's president of the United States. Now, you can argue that it's been hyped up and that there are people who attack the president over all of this. I get that. And the president has made some mistakes when it comes to those things. But this is a bigger debate. And I would agree with you that it's really unfair to say that black Americans think this. And when we say that, we have to realize that we're generalizing and we're not speaking for everybody in the same way that white Americans believe this. But also remember that there are people who gain attention. If they didn't do these things, they wouldn't have any attention. They wouldn't get there's a lot of this is based on attention and power and money. A lot of it is not based on I think that there are more protesters that maybe have the real mission at heart and believe in the real mission than many of the people who are starting it, because they're getting attention. They're getting power as a result of starting these debates. And I think that some of them are legitimate. But again, like I said, if we have to cancel Master Suite, then what about master control at the radio station? Master control at a TV station, or a master's degree? Master means a few different things. It doesn't just mean the person who was head of the plantation.
Scoot, I 100% agree with you. And like I said, I mean it with all good intention. I think that there are a select few who are using this to their advantage to gain whatever political advantage or whatever financial advantage that they can, to take advantage once again of a community that has been used. I don't know if that's the right word.
Well, you know, I think there's credibility when it comes to Confederate era leaders because of the nature of the Civil War. There's credibility when it comes to that. But there's not credibility when we start to extend beyond beyond other things. So I would agree with that. Richard, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about the mask.
Okay.
First, I'm a 50-year retiree from the operating room.
Okay.
And I tell you, the mask that these people are wearing on the street, they're not effective as what we wear in the operating room. It's a different kind of mask. It's made different. And most people that I've seen wearing masks are not wearing them properly. They're under the nose, under the chin. You know,
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot. I wouldn't say most people I see, but I see a lot of that.
A mask in the OR has four strings. Two tie around the head and two tie around the neck. Nothing, you can't wear rings around your ears. Because
all right, so what's the answer, Deborah? What do we do? Do we not wear masks, or do we wear better masks?
Well, I'll tell you, a mask is not a very comfortable thing.
No, it's not.
I've been in cases where when in surgery, I don't know what you know about surgery, but in surgery you can't touch anything.
Look, the times, the experience that I have in surgery, I was friggin' knocked out. So I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Okay, right. You're probably right. But the quality of the mask that Walmart sells, I don't care where you get it from, it's not the quality that we use in the OR.
Okay, well, that could be understandable. So is it better to wear nothing?
Well, I'll tell you. That's what I'm about to tell you. I wear nothing.
Okay.
I have a few masks because I have to go to doctor's appointments, particularly ophthalmology appointments, because they're right in your face.
Why do you wear it some places and not other places? That seems to be hypocritical.
Because it's required. When a doctor's office calls to confirm my appointment, they say, wear a mask.
So you only wear it because they're telling you to wear it. You're not wearing it because you feel safer.
Correct.
Okay.
I just got a brand new pair of glasses last week. When I went in the store to pick them up, they took my temperature and sprayed my hands. And I had my mask on because that's what they require. But the best thing you can do is wash your hands. Wash your hands. That's very, very important.
That's so good advice.
When you go in the store, you need to have hand sanitizer in your car. When you go in the grocery store, most grocery stores have sanitizing towels.
Many of them do. So, Deborah, you're not bothered by the fact that I wear a mask, are you?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that a lot of emphasis is put on the mask, and wearing it under your nose and under your chin is not.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Deborah, I appreciate you taking time to share your experience with us.
If you have any questions, you can about that mask.
Yeah.
You can call it, but OSHA has information on that mask.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing's a guarantee.
No.
All right, Deborah. Good luck. Good luck.
All right.
All right. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 504-260-1870. A lot of text to get to, more of your calls coming up. I'm Scoot. One of the problems seems to be in states like Florida and Texas, a lot of people went out and partied. They were out there partying. I see a lot of people partying in the French Quarter with no masks and social distancing, and it seems to me that there's a direct correlation between those things and the number spiking. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, I still think it's important to kind of stand back and show some social distancing, but not everybody agrees with that. That's obvious. And when it looks like things are opening up and people are just kind of being relaxed, the numbers are skyrocketing. And my God, in Florida, 2 days over the weekend, they had over 18,000 new COVID-19 cases. Here's a text that says, I wear a mask, but Dr. Avegno did say that the protesters did not cause escalation of the disease. It was reported on Channel 4 local news. Lying and being hypocritical to the public makes people angry. Just admit no social justice issue should have been given preference over the importance of social distancing if you expect people to trust our officials. I totally agree with that. Now, I don't remember her saying that specifically, but if anybody said, even a doctor, that protesters had nothing to do with causing the disease to spread, they don't know that. There's no way of them knowing that. And so that does make people angry, and that is wrong. From Chalmette, Gary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, let's go to Don on the North Shore. Don, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
You're right about that. Whoever thinks that the protest didn't add to the problem is just being ridiculous. But I think wearing a mask is a personal decision, and it shouldn't be mandated. But I got to say, I've got a bone to pick with the elected officials and the celebrities and everybody else out there talking about wear your mask, wear your mask, wear your mask. The mask works if it's applied properly, if it's handled properly while it's on your face, or not handled, actually, removed properly and washed properly. But if you're not doing any of those things, and nobody's out there educating the public, if you're not doing those things, for instance, if you're touching it constantly, it's collecting all of that germs and bacteria the whole time it's on your face. So when somebody speaks to you and spit and the mist comes out, gets on the mask, and you touch it with your hands, then go rub your face, it's just as bad as if you didn't have it on to begin with. So if they're going to preach about wear a mask, they need to preach equally about the proper way to put it on so you're not touching the front of it, to wear it, to take it off so you don't touch the front of it, to clean it so that it stays bacteria and germ-free as much as possible. But they're not doing any of those things. They're just saying, wear a mask, wear a mask. Well, that's defeating the purpose. That's actually making it worse if people aren't doing
it. I don't know if it actually makes it. I don't know if it actually makes it worse or not.
I'll make the argument for that.
Well, you can say it's just as. I don't know what the evidence is, but it. What you're saying makes sense, so I get it. I don't know if it makes it worse. I don't know that.
Well, it gives a minimum. It gives a false sense of security.
It could.
You know, and then you're touching the germs.
Okay, so what's the answer? Don't just give me the problem. What's the answer?
The answer is in the problem. If they're going to preach wear a mask, also spend equal time educating people on how to do it and how to care for it.
So since you know how to handle a mask, why don't you wear one?
Why don't I wear one? I didn't say I don't wear one. I said I think it's a personal choice.
Well, that made me think that but I wasn't sure.
Well,
do you wear one?
I do wear one depending on where I'm at. If I'm going to be in an area where I can't social distance, which is the best way to prevent it, then yes, I do wear a mask, other than eating and drinking, of course. But I do wear a mask. But I never touch the front. I always use it by the back of the ears, behind the head, which I think was what the nurse was getting at. I apply and take it off that way. I wash it every night, and I sanitize it throughout the day to ensure that it's being kept right.
I think
and
that's all
I'm
good advice.
Where I can do those things, I wear a disposable where I can immediately throw it away.
Yeah, I think it's all good advice. And I think you bring up a good point about officials should do a better job of telling you how to wear the mask and not just wear the mask, because I see a lot of masks that are below somebody's nose and, you know, can get right up in your nose.
Absolutely. I've seen people take them off by grabbing the whole front of the mask. I mean, what purpose did the mask serve if you just grabbed all of the germs that the mask...
Well, again, I don't know the scientific information about whether or not your hand there causes the stuff to go right through the mask, or whether it's still protecting you to some degree. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, no. If you go back to what Dr. Fauci said in the beginning, one of the reasons Dr. Fauci said you shouldn't wear a mask, and he's not recommending people wear a mask, was because people didn't know how to handle it and how to care for it so that the germs didn't get on their hands and then they touch their face.
No.
So, but they haven't corrected that by educating people about how not to do that. It's education.
Yeah. Well, it is education. Don, I appreciate the call. All right. From the Gulf Coast, Jerry, you're on WWL. Hello, Jerry. Okay, let's go to Mike in Metairie. Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call. I got two quick questions, points to make out to you. First, with the mask, I do wear a mask all day at work, and I do wear it if I have to go somewhere, just out of respect for what's going on. But I will say that there are, you know, just like with politics or anything else, I do see one thing that kind of makes me laugh a little bit that's way far extreme. I'd like to know, what's the point of someone wearing a mask in their car by themselves with the windows rolled up? That just makes me
okay.
Shake my head.
It doesn't make sense to me, but I got to tell you, the other day when I was doing my store run, I got in my car from the store and I found myself driving down the street. The mask was still on when I realized
it. You forgot about it.
I took it off. I forgot. So some people may forget, but other than that, there's no reason to wear it in the car while you're driving along.
Yeah, right. Other than that, there must be a lot of people that forget, because I see it all the time. But anyway, I get your point. My second thing is, okay, you've talked a lot recently about where do we draw the line with things as far as like changing the names of things. And I got to tell you, this thing going on with the master bedroom, a master suite, whatever it is, That's got to be where I personally say that's ridiculous. That's the line that's drawn with me, because I don't think there's anybody on this earth living today that could say honestly that master bedroom, master suite, what have you, really offends them, and it's a racial thing. I mean, if you really feel that way when somebody says master bedroom to you, you need to go get checked out by a psychiatrist. Because,
well, it seems that that's a little bit...
You know, that is the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life, and I can't believe that people are actually considering that.
It seems like that is a bit of
the name of that. That is totally ridiculous.
Seems like that is a bit of a stretch.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Mike, I appreciate your call. How divided are we? The mask, the president, the election coming up. We're divided over everything. It's almost a spectator sport now. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. This is WWL. Oh, yeah, it's like a heat wave out there. I took a walk yesterday afternoon, and it was brutal. Soaking wet by the time I got home. Hey, it's that time of year, end of June. So we're talking about the coronavirus rates. We're talking about the controversy over wearing masks. We also were talking about the vice president telling people to wear masks, which is a change. And also, you know, look, I don't think this is criticism of President Trump because he's Trump. I think it's a criticism of just a stupid thing to do. The idea that the president retweeted old white people in golf carts in a retirement community in Florida chanting white power, white power. How does that make sense? I mean, that's not the right thing to retweet. Oh, he didn't know. He says he didn't know. If you tweet something and you say you don't know what it said, you're responsible for it. Because the lesson there is you don't retweet something unless you know what it says. If you're retweeting something, you're retweeting a message or an image. And so if you do that, I would assume that you would know what it says. And then now there's this whole controversy, too, over whether or not the president knew that Vladimir Putin was involved in some kind of a bounty gate thing, offering bounty money for Afghan soldiers to kill U.S. soldiers. And it's being reported that some soldiers may have actually been killed as a result of the bounty put on their heads. Some say it's not even believable that a president would not know that. Some say, hey, he didn't know. I mean, you know, who knows? But, you know, I'm not judging somebody because I want to go out of my way to judge him. I'm judging the president of the United States because the president of the United States sometimes makes mistakes. And look, if you watch Fox News 24 hours a day, you're going to think I'm a Looney Tune. But there's a whole different world out there that you're not exposing yourself to. And I'm not the only one who thinks this way. All right. If you want to join us, 504-260-1870. And that is also our text number, 504-260-1870. Monday afternoon, I'm Scoot. Here's the text that says, what about the master's golf? What about master's degree? What about master plumber? Do we have to change those things as well?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.